Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 on the FM side in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app wherever you are. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP basking in the Capitals, making it to the playoffs, winning their last two games and must wins there in the playoffs. But we'll continue our talk about the NFL draft, which is just now just 8 days away, with our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980, 1 to 4 p.m. What's up, Rooster?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. Yeah, I'm basking in that glow too, man. That was... I've been all over the Caps, obviously, down the stretch here, as I know you guys have been. I mean, just sweating out all of these games. And, last night you get a little bit of a break with the TJ Oshie goal and Torts pulling the empty net. And I knew they were going to do that because they had to win in regulation. And the Capitals were fortuitous, but they earned that. I mean, like anybody that thinks that they just, you know, waltzed in and got a lucky break from a dumb coach is
they were they had to grind. And that whole game, you could just tell they were spent from the Bruins game the night before.
And the Lightning game too, Saturday afternoon, Cakesy. I mean, you know that. I mean, they had to work their ass off to win these games. And even though there's a low shot on goal total on Monday night, that doesn't mean that they didn't play hard along the boards and in the neutral zone and at the blue line and their short two defensemen. I mean, I don't know what this team is going to do, guys. I don't know if any of us know. I mean, the Rangers are obviously a tough matchup. You know Laviolette. You know the team, right? They never Mika Zibanejad always kills them, so I'm sure he'll have 18 goals in the series. But I think they have a shot of at least extending the series and making it interesting is how I would label it against the Rangers.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Put it this way, they're glad that they've got three or four nights off and they can just sleep.
Oh, no doubt about it. They need some rest.
Yeah. They need some rest.
I need some rest, too.
Rooster's always grinding.
Yeah.
It's always a grind.
I need a couple of nights off, too.
Now, real quick, before we get into the quarterbacks and preference, you had Tony Khan on your show, right?
Yeah.
And you mostly talked wrestling, but you got into his relationship with Josh Harris.
Yeah.
And the guy that they hired to be a senior vice president, right, Dave Gardy. Fill us in on that before we dive into the quarterback.
Yeah, so Tony Khan serves in a couple of different roles for anybody that doesn't know. He's the owner of the Jaguars along with his dad, Shad Khan. And he also owns, operates, is the GM, whatever, of AEW Wrestling, All Elite Wrestling, which is on TBS, TNT, and all that. So anyway, they had him on the show, they put him on the show, and just unsolicited at the beginning of the interview after I did the intro, he's like, hey, you guys hired my guy Dave Guardy, you know, like, oh, that's awesome. That's a, you know, great hire, whatever. And everybody can listen to it, you know, on the podcast and whatever. And it's all over the place. It's on the wrestling dirt sheets and whatever. Oh, you guys hired, you know, Dave Guardy, awesome guy. He's the best. He's this, he's that. I'm so jealous, whatever. So this guy, Dave Guardy, who they hired on Monday, just comes with an impeccable, I mean, like, I haven't talked to anybody that, never mind, hates him or doesn't like him, but doesn't think the world of him. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, because you guys used to have him in studio. We all heard the same thing about Brian LaFemina when he came here in 2017.
Heard a lot of that. That's true.
Right?
It was
exactly. Now, the difference is he was working for two devils and and not New Jersey Devils.
Right. No,
you know, right. I mean, Guardy is working for a normal human being here in Josh Harris.
Devils.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And at the end of the interview, for anybody that wants to listen, I just, you know, if you get pumped up about hearing about the Commanders making awesome hires and having awesome people running the show, he threw bouquets of praise at Josh Harris, who he called one of his best friends. So I guess they've been in meetings together at NFL owners and you know, meetings and all. And Tony does everything. I mean, the guy just does not sleep. Speaking of needing rest, the guy does not sleep. And I guess he'll have, like, NFL films trailing him back and forth over the next week and a half between the Jaguars draft room and all of his stuff with AEW, because it's a cool story. But, yeah, go check it out. It was a good interview, I think.
Russell, what do you make of I know that Danny – you know, Danny's always upset about things, but he doesn't really like that Josh is being involved in some of these, like, sit-downs, et cetera. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I heard that on the way home. Danny's, you know, I mean, I love Danny, but he's a nut job. You know, I'm just going to lay it out like that. I mean, you know, again, and I worked for the guy for 5 years, and Dan treated me fine, okay? But I was an overweight white guy.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, there was no like reason to have Dan or his henchmen treat me like they treated a lot of women and a lot of women employees.
Oh, right.
You know, Dan was nice to me when I worked, you know, when I worked there, right? So I didn't have the
same
problems.
You're one of the rare guys that had interaction with him.
Right. I didn't have the same, well, exactly. But I didn't have the same problems that everyone else did, right?
Sure.
But everyone knows how bad Dan was from how he treated
right.
people.
Yeah, a poor leader, and poor owner. Obviously.
And his involvement in the football operation, right? So this is where I was going with it. It wasn't to toot my own horn. But remember the story, infamously, Jay Gruden would tell, oh, you know, Dan wasn't involved. We didn't see him for 3 months from the end of the season. And then in 2019, he hops off the yacht and he comes in and makes the pick.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's not Josh Harris. My understanding is, Josh Harris is... He did this at the combine. I didn't have any problem with him. He sat in on interviews with the quarterback specifically. I think he did ask a question or two along the way, maybe a question to each. I'm not sure exactly on that. I think he's doing essentially the same thing here. The owner has to be involved in a decision of this magnitude, if not for, hey, informed understanding, as much as, I'm the damn owner. I paid $6 billion for this.
Right.
You're right, I care.
Right.
I want the right guy. I want at least when you ask me for my input,
right.
Hey, man, I feel really good about Jaden Daniels.
As long as he's not a toxic owner,
exactly.
he should be in the
well,
loop
yeah.
on what's
and
happening.
I think that sort of the dividing line is if he wants to, you know, chime in on personality and, you know, how fit and that sort of thing. Fine, but I don't think they're asking him, you know,
right.
how he reads a safety or where
exactly.
his eyes are going. Right.
I mean, hopefully they're not because
well,
he
sure
doesn't know
not.
And I don't know.
I'm
you know?
Sure
I
not.
Mean, nobody
yeah.
nobody knows
right.
except
Leave
for...
Leave that to the football guys.
Exactly. I think he's just there, you know, to check a couple of boxes.
Or, and to learn.
And you just said it, EB, to learn. I mean, remember, he's an owner with the Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia, two very different sports.
Yeah.
You know, this is the NFL, baby. And, you know, he also has the rest of his ownership group to tell, hey, Magic, you know, this is kind of where they're thinking, and this is why they're thinking this. When Mark Ine says, well, why are we thinking about, you know, Drake May? Well, this is why they're thinking about Drake May.
That's a long text thread, by the way. There's a lot of minority owners along with Harris.
I'd like to be on that text thread, well, huh, Casey?
I'd like to be on it, too.
All right, Rooster, let's get your personal opinion as we talk to Chris Russell, host of The Chris Russell Show on the Team 980, 1 to 4 p.m. I feel like listening to you, you're a Drake May guy. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Oh, you were right. Yeah. You were right.
You and Jason Bishop.
Do you think he plays right away or he needs to sit?
I personally with him think he'll need to sit a little bit. And I know I was just reading before I hopped on with you guys, Richmond John, who's like the fifth junkie, right? I'm just teasing about that.
Rom would get upset about that one.
But I was just reading, you know, Richmond John. Oh, you know, you can't take somebody that needs to sit. Like, I don't know if he absolutely needs to sit, but I think he would strongly benefit from sitting. And I think certainly that was some of the idea, of course, in signing Marcus Mariota, even though I'm not a huge fan of that move, and trading Sam Howell. Again, not a big fan of that move. But that's okay. We can have reasonable disagreements. But yeah, I do think Drake May is a little bit raw in terms of the mechanics, in terms of the footwork, in terms of the pocket awareness, all that. I went back and I watched, somebody had clipped together all of his sacks. I've seen, I think it's 8 games of his TV cut-ups. I'm not watching coaches' film or anything like that. I'm not being ridiculous, okay? I've watched 8 games of TV cut-ups, and now I've watched all of his sacks. You know, and there are some concerning things, guys, but to me, the top end level that I think he might be able to get to in 2 or 3 years, again, not right away, I'm finding it hard to ignore a 21.5. Remember, Jaden Daniels is 23.5 and played 5 years of college football. I know one was kind of shortened because of COVID. I got it. Drake May, he just hasn't played as much as Jaden Daniels. So the more you play, the more bullets you see, the more defenses you read. And, oh, by the way, they changed offensive coordinators and therefore sort of systems at North Carolina before last year. So he had to learn a new system. He had to play with losing one of his top receivers. His offensive line over the course of the year certainly got beat up, as most do. And, yeah, I know the ACC isn't the best, but you plug on that Clemson tape and North Carolina State tape at the end on the road, those are some ferocious defenses. And, sure, there are some worry signs there. I got it. And maybe Jaden Daniels' tape from last year is cleaner. But this isn't just about tape. This is also about personality. This is about all the different boxes that you check, and also, I think, a projection to the NFL. And I'd be surprised if Adam Peters is sitting there going, nope, you know what? Jaden Daniels' tape is better in 2023 than Drake May. That's how we're going to make this decision.
You alluded to the Mariota sign. I thought, if I understand you correctly, that was an indicator to you they might go May? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, well, not specific to May, but yes, maybe that was the thinking from the standpoint of, I think they realized that they needed maybe somebody that they could trust a little bit more than Sam Howell. And they were clearly out on Sam Howell to start week one and maybe beyond week one, because we all think Jaden is ready, right? And I think Jaden is ready, but there's no guarantees that he's just going to waltz in, snap his finger, and pick up the system and be ready to go week one against whoever it is in mid-September, right? So now you have a backup option. Drake May, I'm pretty sure, not definitive, I'm pretty sure he's going to need some time. Talked to some people, and I think we're having J.J. McCarthy's quarterback coach, his personal quarterback's coach, on tomorrow. I've talked to some people that think J.J. McCarthy needs some time, even though a lot of people think he's pro-ready. So I think going with Mariota, who was with Brian Johnson in Philadelphia last year, and you know, again, I know everybody's got questions about Mariota, both performance-wise and what happened in Atlanta and all that stuff. I think what part of the thought process was, hey, if somebody has to play for 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, whatever, maybe it's longer, I don't know, then we'd like to have Marcus Mariota more than, you know, Sam Howell, who all way too often last year was deer in the headlights. And if that has to be the case, then that has to be the case. This is a draft pick. Even at number 2, guys, for the future and for the next however many years, not for 1 year, it's for the future.
So what's your vibe? Is your vibe is going to be May or Daniels?
Okay, so that's a great question, James. I said on the air yesterday, or I guess it was Monday, I'd like them to take Drake May. I wouldn't be upset at all if they took Jaden Daniels. I totally get it. I think they're going to take Daniels, but I would like them to take May. Is that straddling the fence enough for you guys?
Why do you think they're going to take Daniels?
I think because they're not going to be able to resist the temptation of him being the most pro-ready, one. the maturity and the progression that he made last year and beyond just last year, but last year was a meteoric jump. You know, I guess he did this, I don't know, the kids play these video games and whatever. I don't do this
gamers
stuff, but I mean, I get AR or whatever it is that I guess he improved that way. I mean, you could see it, for God's sakes, watching him live on tape. You could see, but I'm telling you, just as much, just as many great throws. I didn't see a lot of tight window throws when I went, when I went back and watched a bunch of his games. I did not see that, and he is not, he is a majestic deep ball thrower. I did not, but those guys were wide open. Wide open.
Well, he's got two first-round picks he's throwing to there.
Yeah,
at LSU.
Right, exactly. But I didn't see,
but
like,
so did Joe Burrow, and he turned out pretty good.
I know. I didn't see the 10 to 20 yard stuff in tight windows that he's going to have in the NFL. That so maybe I could just be missing it, or he wasn't asked to do it because there weren't a lot of tight windows. That part I don't know yet.
And you see those type of throws from Drake May.
I see more of them from Drake May. I'm not saying he's perfectly accurate or consistent, JP, but I see more of them and more of an ability to go over the middle, again, in those tight NFL windows, or drop it in, you know, a bucket with tight coverage in the corner of the end zone. I mean, you know, I've seen so many of these guys, so many throws from these guys, and again, different. And again, I want to be careful. I'm not a scout, not a coach. I'm not watching coaches' film or anything like that. I'm just watching every throw I can get my hands on from all these internet guys that cut this stuff up because they have nothing better to do. And I'm just telling you that, to me, Drake May has a, I think, not only a higher ceiling, but I think he'll ultimately be the healthier, better NFL quarterback by a slight margin. It's not a wide gap. And here's the other thing. I think Drake May stays healthier overall. I don't know how I know that, but I just, like, everybody talks about Jaden Daniels and his slender frame. I saw 4 car crashes, man. I've seen enough car crashes in my life to last a lifetime. I saw 4 car crashes just this year where that dude just runs into a 310-pound defensive lineman or defensive end and just gets obliterated. Just gets obliterated.
But in his defense, he does pop up.
He does, but EB, you know, I get up every morning. One morning I'm not going to get up, you know?
That's a good point.
That's when you're like 80, not when you're in your prime.
Rooster, real quick, because we don't have that much time.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to do with the next two picks? All right? They have 36 and 40, right? What do you think they do there?
Ultimately, I think they'll be tempted to trade back into the first round, hopefully not giving up both of those, maybe a second and one of their 3/3. But if they just stay straight up at 36 and 40, they have to get a left tackle. And then the other position, we were doing this on the show with Doc yesterday, for me, is cornerback. Mm-hmm. For Doc, it was edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't think they did enough at cornerback to, you know, for me, over the offseason, to, you know, plus losing Kendall Fuller, which I had no problem with. I didn't think they did enough at corner to make me feel good about this team going through.
When do you want them to draft a receiver?
It's a great question. Before the end of the third round. I mean, it's a deep wide receiver class, but you also need a wide receiver. You also need a tight end, right? I mean, somebody like Jatavion Sanders from Texas, who, you know, was mocked to them by Kuiper the other day, going at the 100 pick. I mean, if they could walk away, the kid from Michigan, Roman Wilson. If they could somehow get them in the third round, which is what they were mocked by, again, Kuiper and Field Yates. I mean, that's a home run, slam dunk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, we're almost a week away. Almost.
8 days.
Eight days.
Then what do we talk about? Unless the Caps go on a Stanley Cup run like they did in 2018.
Hey, at least we got the Caps. Hey, that's a good transition for us, Chris Russell, because we're going to talk Caps next. Thank you, pal.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Rooster.
What we're going to get into next is how much of a chance do you give the Caps to go on a run? Can they go on a run? What are your expectations now that they are in the playoffs? We're happy they're there, but what's next? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next on the Caps as they are in the playoffs. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.